This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
What is up? It is another beautiful day in Tennessee, and this is going to be another beautiful party.
You know, Danny is so up right now. He's just so up because he's sitting here taking his drug.
Yeah.
I'll call it a drug. This thing is like the most addictive thing I've ever done.
Tell us what you're saying. You're saying this has changed your life because you've been Danny the gut problem man.
I have been a little bloated boy.
Yeah.
Like for the past.
The aggro bloated boy, right?
For the past 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I've had gut bloat. And it's just like this, it's the new me. I'm gut bloat guy. That's my lot. Until I found Kefir. Mm-hmm. Plain, if you will. Kefir. Am I allowed to say the brand I have chosen?
You can say it, Danny.
I've tried several brands, and the one I found...
It's not like you're fermenting it yourself at home like Serene does, and I've started...
Mercy. Mercy.
Pearl, I've got kefir grain sitting in my fridge waiting for you. She killed the other lot.
Yeah, I started making kefir and I killed it.
But don't worry. I'm my brother's keeper, my sister's keeper, and I'll just keep supplying you with new live grain.
What are you drinking? Anyway, let me have a look at what you're drinking, Danny.
Well, the name brand is The Greek Gods. To me, it is about 50% tastier and creamier than the other kefir I've tried.
Well, because it might be nice and full fat, is it?
It's a 2.5 grams. No,
it's
not so bad.
I wish it were full fat.
It's a low fat culture. Yeah, because you could take the crossover. Yeah. But sure. But you have it with meals and you put fat in your meals. But
I tell you what, Danny, that's the heart of our yuck yum bitty is the plain kefir.
Mm-hmm.
We double ferment it, so it's extra full of those good bugs.
I'm glad that you're drinking this a lot, Danny, because it gives you protein.
And
too.
Let me tell you, overnight, the gut issues stopped.
That's so interesting.
Years of gut issues healed.
And you obviously
by kefir.
Needed the all those probiotics that are
and
in
the
there.
Fact is, Danny, is kefir's not only a probiotic, it's a prebiotic. It actually has, if you notice, kefir has a nice slip to it. It puts the lovely environment to nestle those probiotics.
But do you know what? Some people like overnight and with kefir, for other people it's not their, you know, cure all. So each of us is so unique.
Right. But, you know, it does make you happy. And Danny was saying, it just makes me happy. I said, there's science behind that, Danny.
Yeah.
There is something in kefir that raises your serotonin.
Yes.
It's the tryptophan, too.
Since I've been doing yuck yums, I've been happier.
Yeah.
Hey, but today we are going to be continuing to discuss how to bust through stubborn stalls when weight. You know, you're doing the Trim Healthy Mama plan. Let's just say you're doing it right. Let's just say you're not... doing halfway. You're not doing 50%. You're not binging. Let's just say you're really trying. Last week, we talked about the way you eat, not just what you eat.
Which has just so changed my life. I'm a different girl.
I just think if any of you didn't hear last week's and it was about slow down and stop stressing, please go listen to that. If you're having a stall, if the weight won't budge.
Or if you're just... stressing.
Or it's just a great principle no matter what for all of us. Even if you're losing weight, no problems. Still go listen to
that. What if you're losing weight and you're just running around with bubbles of gas churning through your tummy?
Yes.
It's just slow down.
Slow down.
Slow down when you eat.
And but today we're going to talk about some other things that maybe you're doing to hinder that scale dropping. You know what? We talk about how it's not about the scale, Serene.
Yeah.
And it's not, but sometimes it could be very frustrating if you've been there 6 months and it won't drop.
Oh, I agree. And I just wanted to clarify too, some of these things that we're saying, it'd be like, oh, that sounds like rules. Well, no, the thing is the Trim Healthy Mama lifestyle is very simple. It's very easy. We tell you about freestyling and food freedom and everything. That's great. It is easy. But now we're troubleshooting for the people that need the troubleshooting. So don't think we're putting a bunch more rules on you. Those who don't have stubborn weight loss, don't think you have to partake with any of these rules. But if you think, hey, I just might enjoy slowing down, or I just might enjoy having that feeling of not being bloated after a meal or whatever. If you get the inkling to add one of these things, feel free. But this is not extra rules. It's helpers for the stalled.
I love your eyeshadow, Serene. Is that the Trim Healthy Mama line?
It is. We're coming up with Trim Healthy Naturals makeup. And it's going to be very trim.
Yeah, I was
you
just
know,
noticing
I heard
her
rumors,
eye.
And it sounds like that's going through.
I got completely
it's
off topic
to
there,
trim,
but I was just
people,
watching her face.
The compacts that all the stuff comes in, it's going to be so slim and slender you can fit it into anything, because I hate bulky makeup containers.
But this makeup's going to be like all our other stuff. So natural.
Oh, not so natural.
Get the chemicals.
We have been going
off
back and forth with the most incredible, pure makeup chemist lady.
Yeah, she's a Trim Healthy Mama. She's and so she contacted incredible. Us and we've been working for, with her for over a year now.
She's been almost 20 years in makeup creation.
Wow.
But anyway, back to this. I want to talk about, listen, if you've just been, if your scale's been stuck for 2 or 3 weeks, that's not a stall. Okay. That's just natural looks. Weight will putter around, stay at the same, you know, stay right where it is for a while, and then it might even uptick a little bit, and then you might see a little whoosh. It doesn't have to go down every week. I don't want you to think it
and
does.
And don't think every time you have an email that you gained weight just because there's a few ounces of water on the scale.
Yeah.
Extra water.
And so, you know, let's talk about a stall. A stall is probably a stall when it's been like about 4 to 6 weeks and you see nothing.
Yeah.
And some people still lose weight. Every 4 to 6 weeks, they'll see a little drop and then they'll go on 2 and 3 years and they're down 40 pounds.
Yeah.
So we're all so different. But let's just say you're stuck for months. Okay, we're going to give you just some of our points and tips.
And many of them you've heard before.
Yeah.
But sometimes you just need to hear them again.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Perhaps.
Okay, Danny, you go.
I was going to say, this is a specific, this may not be everyday advice. This may not be, am I right? Is that what I'm
well,
hearing?
Well, not every day every trim, healthy trim. Mama.
Yes.
I mean, you can apply this though. Serene and I do a lot of these things. Yes. Not because we are in a store, we're at goal weight, but just because they're smart.
They're just good habits and we don't think of them as constraints.
No, we don't.
We think of them as, hey, this makes our gut feel friendlier.
Yeah. So I'm stuck in the mud. I need a winch. I need four-wheel drive. I've got to get out.
Four-wheeling driving you out. Okay, number one, it kind of goes with the slow-down approach that we talked about last week. But it's like, please don't rush through your meal so crazily all day that you'd feel deprived of the experience. So once all the children are in bed, you think, now it's my time to have a date with food, with the pleasure of food.
Oh, man.
So the ice cream comes out and the enjoyment.
Oh, no, but what if it's Trim Healthy Mama? You're doing the Trim Healthy Mama plan.
Right.
So now,
well, there's two ways. Either way, if you're consuming most of your calories at night when the children are in bed because you finally can relax and breathe through your food.
That's what it is.
But if it's a little tummy tucking fuel pool ice cream, I think that's probably going to be fine.
Because that's not most of your calories. Good on you, girl.
No, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I have to clarify, mate.
Yes, exactly.
Just helping you.
Yeah, especially if you're a pregnant and nursing mama. Some people need a little passy before they go to bed. Something to quieten down the little mongrels in their tummy saying, Phoebe, Phoebe.
But what I think, what's
not so the baby's a mongrel. I meant the hungry feelings, the grumblies, the hungry pet.
I'm
going
to have to help you out again, Serene. The way you said it, that's what it sounded like, didn't it?
Serene actually just misunderstood herself.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. My baby's not a mongrel.
Oh, but I think what we're saying is, it's sometimes, especially if that scale won't budge, you can think, I'm going to be so good today. I'm going to feel full all day. And you're really denying yourself and you're stressing about food all day and you're cutting back. And then it's like 8 p.m. and you're just like desperate.
Well,
and you're just like, heavy S, bring it on.
Well, it's scientific that if you deny yourself the nourishment you need and the pleasure you need from food, your body is going to send out chemicals. There's actually a name for it, but I can't remember now. That say that they're desperate, the desperado chemicals, and they will get their needs met.
Yeah.
Those chemicals. They want the pleasure and they want the nourishment. So if you've deprived yourself of fat all day or proper fuels all day, you've just gone FP all day.
Well, no, we have an FP day in our fuel cycle.
I know, but you know you're going to give yourself a full up day the next day.
Exactly.
So it's different.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about you don't know when that up day's coming. You're just deprived.
Hold up. So question then. So the proper eating during the day to nourish, to make those chemicals happy, if you will, sets you up for success and non-binging at night?
Yeah, daytime hours, have some proper meals, have a good S or a good E. Fuel pools are great too, but don't just try again every single day. You'll wake up, I messed up yesterday, so fuel pools again today, going to eat light, going to eat less.
Yeah.
Give yourself a good meal and then you'll be less likely to, you're going to go to bed at night and so you don't want to eat all your calories in those evening hours.
Because at night is when you're meant to have like detoxification of your liver, restoration of your body, repair and renewal. And that can't go on when your body's just dealing with a whole bunch of heavy S, a whole bunch of heavy, dense foods. Now, the deal is if you feel like you messed up the day before, well then think, I messed up the day before. So get stuck into some good nourishment during the day. Keep those fuel pool snacks. Mm-hmm. But when you know that you're going to be wanting the hand-to-mouth experience in the evening, and you can keep a lighter
fuel pool snacks, for example?
If you're struggling with, you know, stubborn weight, in the evening, if you're super hungry, it is better to have a fuel pool snack, like maybe even a trimmy, like a hot chocolate trimmy.
Yes.
And then a lighter snack, rather maybe a cottage berry whip.
I'm not even trying to lose weight, of course, and I'm pregnant, but I used to be hungry in the evening and have a good hearty snack before I went to bed, but I would wake up the most bloated, uncomfortable person. So I just do this. I have the trimmy at night and it gives me that protein. I just have a tablespoon of collagen in it.
But what if you do want to eat something? You just sort of need that.
Well, then the tummy tucking is the same kind of low caloric thing.
The tummy tucking ice cream, or something. Or I think one of the...
We call it polar bear, whatever. Ice cream in the second book. I forget the name of it.
I think we did. But you know what is great in the Trim Healthy Table book? All the baby size shakes and smoothies too. They're just that perfect smaller amount that's not going to bloat you up either. We're not saying you don't have a proper evening meal. We're just saying, you know, don't have your evening meal at like 8:30 and then, you know, an hour later be having another two heavy-ass muffins. It doesn't make sense.
And this is real world. If your family doesn't get together till 8:30, fine. That's your life. It's okay. Embrace it. But if you can rearrange things so your meal's at 6 or to 7, that's better because it's better to eat heartier earlier in the day than later in the evening because your metabolic force is stronger, you know, closer to when the sun was around.
So that's one pitfall, I think, is, you know, so many of your calories at night. Second pitfall would be, we've said this, but we need to say it again because we see it over and over and over, a rut. If your scale is stuck and you'll be like, oh, but I'm doing Trim Healthy Mama, but you keep constantly doing S meals and you're not having those E meals and your S meals are all heavy, and we'll talk about what that looks like. Yes, you are in a rut, and that's not Trim Healthy Mama.
And if you're afraid of ease in your head, you know, you're in a rut then.
Because E meals, carbs, healthy carbs, rev your metabolism. And they're so necessary. And the change up of the fuels is just so important, you know, for your metabolism.
It's something we learned. And is it David Mark or Mark David?
Mark David.
Just because you asked, I forgot.
David, the author of The Slow Down Diet.
Yeah.
That's a great book we talked about last week.
Okay, so not only do you have to have your ease to nourish your adrenals and your thyroid, but have a good attitude about them when you're eating them, because a lot of women say, no, ease make me fat, or ease make me hungry, or I know I just gain weight when I look at an apple. Well, you know what? The science that came out of that book, and it's not psychoscience, it's truth, and it's been tested. With that kind of thinking, your body does respond and burn less calories and hold on to the weight.
Yeah, because that sort of thinking releases cortisol.
Yeah.
And so cortisol is definitely not weight loss friendly. You want to release peace in your body. You want to release hope in your body.
Yeah, God, every time you eat awesome oatmeal.
Yeah.
This kefir,
I'm made for this stuff.
It releases peace in my body.
Yeah, there you go. See, Denny, you believe in it.
I feel it now. Even drinking it, we were talking with our good friend Leslie before the show about how, you know, now on her journey, she's getting to the point where a regular old sweet tea is like psycho levels of sugar, and it's becoming aware. Well, this plain kefir unsweetened somehow for me is candy coated sugar in my mouth.
What's interesting, guys, you know how we just recently learned how that there's more sweet detecting taste buds on our tongue than any other taste bud? But it's so interesting because the more healthy you get, the more you get to be nourished by real food.
You awaken those little sweet guys.
You detect sweet in plain kefir.
And they're like super powered.
I know. Yes. I agree. I think when you're sugarizing your life so much, and this is off topic, but it's great. I love you brought it up, Danny. Those ones, they're almost dead and asleep because they can't find their way to life. It's like the big trees are overshadowing all these wonderful smaller trees, right? That never see the light of day. Then you take that sugar monster out, and it takes, as Leslie said, it takes actually a couple of years sometimes. Kim, Danny, you quit sugar a couple of years ago, right?
It's been over a year.
Yeah. About a year,
And this plain kefir was not sweet when I first tasted it.
No!
It was like, ugh, a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
But now you're detecting all these things in it.
I can't stop drinking.
It's because those little trees have the light of day.
Yes.
We have noticed too, Pearl, how our dunks have gotten less and less.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't require a lot of sweet because when I have a little sweet, everything in my mouth is like, detection. Well, oh, yes.
You can taste the sweet in nature, in the earth. It's already there. It's just you have like abused and damaged your precious little taste buds.
Not to say, though, those of you who are just starting and listening in, that it's fine to use gentle sweet and get your cakes as sweet as you like them when you're first starting and stuff. It's part of the food freedom. Just watch how you grow, though. You'll be surprised at how you change. I'm just telling you.
So good.
And Pearl really mentioned that point just then because her husband walked in the door.
Oh, she's super balanced
sweet
now. Yeah.
Hing.
Okay, so most of you will change.
That's so
but my
good.
Husband keeps the can sugar
I
alive a little bit,
husband?
I have to say.
I'm saying it really loud because Chuck E. Cheese is here. I call him Chuck E. Cheese. His name is Charlie Barrett. But anyway, what was I going to say? I got distracted.
What?
By Chuck E. Cheese with the name
about
Charlie.
Cheese.
Oh, yes. Charlie loves to cheat.
Oh, loves.
That's why it's chit, right?
Cheating
CH
Charlie.
For Charlie, CH for cheat. Well, I'll tell you
We're talking about you, honey.
Do you know why he's still so wonderfully thin? I've just realized it.
Why?
Because when he cheats, there's no guilt.
No guilt.
I
said that to them the other day. I said, I don't know if we are actually giving a good principle here.
Because you have him on.
I know. I feed
you
my
drive
husband.
That lunch up to him and you feed him all that
We're talking
stuff.
About you, honey. I feed him good food, man. His breakfast is made. His lunch is made. And this is because he will make choices that are just so bad unless I make them for him. But he likes to cheat. So when he cheats, I asked him the other day, do you even feel an ounce of guilt? And he has this huge Cheshire cat smile and his dimples. It's so cute. And he's like, not a bit. You're my guilt.
You know? I'm here to protest any discussion about me.
Well, it's happening, honey.
My first appearance on the podcast.
Yeah.
But you know, it's vitamin P for pleasure. Charlie finds pleasure in food.
He does.
He does.
He still finds that pleasure in sugar. You know, all the other Trim Healthy mamas, they're like, sugar, oh, it makes me feel bad. It's like, oh, I feel gross. And it wasn't ever really good, just like Danny and his sugar. And like Leslie, it doesn't taste sweet. No. Honey, can you get on? I want you to announce what you always say. You've never said that. If it wasn't for Trim Healthy, what would you be like? Come on.
Well, if it wasn't for my wife, Pearl.
Oh, no, you don't need to say that.
And Trim Healthy Mom. I would probably weigh about 280 pounds now.
Yeah. And you're 61. He's 15 years older than me, and he's in really good health. And he's...
Yeah, I only weigh around 200, so...
Yeah. So...
And I'm 6 foot tall.
Yeah. He's happy and healthy and cheats. Okay.
But there was a point to that, though.
There was a point.
The point is finding pleasure in food. Like, find the pleasure in the email, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was your point, wasn't it, Serene?
My point is... When you have pleasure in the food, there's less negative effect.
Yes.
Than if you've got guilt as you...
And back to the whole point of if you're just saying you're doing Trim Healthy Mama, you can't lose weight, but your meals... Let's give a typical day of why you might be stalling. Let's say you get up and you have an omelet and you put cheese and maybe cream cheese in there. And then you have your coffee and you pour about 2-3 tablespoons of cream in there. And let's say you have a little frosted muffin on the side or a couple of pieces of bacon, okay? You got an S meal. Yep, it's Trim Healthy Mama.
But it's also a very celebratory S meal.
Yeah, it's like a good once a week type one. And at first you're going to lose weight on that. But let's take your lunch, Serene. Let's give a good heavy S lunch, which is a fine lunch. But these are things that if you're doing them on a daily basis might be stalling you.
A leftover cheeseburger pie.
Yep, leftover cheeseburger pie. And then instead of having salad with it, you're going to
have a second piece.
Yeah, you have a second piece and you're going to have a piece of like, you know, you're going to have
a piece of nuts.
And an almond flour piece of cake with it or, something like that, something dense. Yeah. And then that afternoon, you're going to have some cheese and nuts for your snack.
Yes.
Then that night, you're going to have another casserole topped with cheese, and you might have a little salad, but then you're going to have broccoli, and it's going to be topped with cheese and butter.
The ranch is all over the salad.
Ranch is covering your salad. Then for dessert, you're going to have a piece of on-plan cheesecake. Okay, you've been on plan all day.
You've been on Christmas plan all day.
Can I have the cheeseburger pie 3 times a day?
You're still here. No,
Danny, take the
I'm still here, but I'm about to turn it back over to Danny because – I'm not really enjoying this all that much. Oh, okay. And I don't have much to add to the S&E plan thing.
Because so you don't know what they are.
I just do whatever Pearl tells me. Don't worry, gentlemen. If you don't get it, your wife will get it. That's all you have to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Charlie Chuck Barrett. Chuck E. Cheese.
His cameo.
Hey, but I'm the only one in the world allowed to call him Chuck E. Cheese, apparently.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to breach that one.
There'll be no paycheck.
He pays the checks.
I'm going to keep that little deposit coming.
All we're saying is that meal, those meals on your day may be stalling some of you. So let's go back and let's change this day.
So in that that morning breakfast, have a couple of eggs
mm-hmm.
and fry them up. And on the side, have a bunch of spinach, mushrooms, your favorite non-starches, or make them the big egg scram from the new book.
Right. Now, if you need, you know, you need a lot of eggs, maybe some of you are doing 3 and 4 eggs, have a couple eggs. And if you feel like you need more eggs, throw in some egg whites. You've already got your nutrition with two eggs.
I agree with that, Pearl, but those non-starches.
But you need your non-starches.
What I'm saying is the more you put in, the more full you're going to get, the more large that bowl is going to be.
So true. So, So there's your breakfast, or have any breakfast. Have your oatmeal or have what else have we got, Serene, for ease for breakfast.
I love a good couple of pieces of Ezekiel toast.
Yes.
With some cottage cheese on top and some hot sauce and then a nice.
I love frying up egg whites till they're crispy and then having some fruit on the side.
With a little in a nonstick spray.
Yeah. And nutritional yeast on them.
Egg whites, why do you lose the yolk?
Because of the E.
E, Danny.
Good on you, mate. See, that was just a good example man of plan. The male man plan.
What's an S, Danny? Quick pop quiz.
S is satisfying.
All right, but what is it?
Sam came home today, right, with the new Trim Healthy Chocolate for us to try to taste before he brought it over to you. And I'm like, oh, sorry, Dan, I'm doing an E for lunch. And he's like, chocolate's E?
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Okay. The book might be
Is it safe to say that all men just full-on abuse any semblance of plan?
Hey, anything's an E when it needs to be an E.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Some men are really right on there, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got some of your 17 men that follow you. They're way better
than
you.
There's some serious dudes out there.
The men that don't. Yeah. Men are a very intelligent race. The men that don't get it, it's because of choice.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Serene.
Oh, my husband standing there smiling right now. He knows it's choice. He doesn't want to know exactly what these things are. What he doesn't know doesn't hurt him. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
We were fixing this heavy S day, okay? Yes. So now
it's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime,
okay,
mate.
Maybe you had that salad. E for breakfast, right?
Yeah,
that we were talking about.
Let's do you a salad.
Salmon and salad with some nice walnuts thrown on.
Don't overdo the walnuts if you're in a stall. Just a nice little sprinkling.
No, but I'm just saying, just that little bit. It's better than the croutons. It gives that little crunch. I'm just talking about a smattering.
Yeah.
It's an S, by the way, and you're not adding ranch.
And if you're stuck in a stall, please don't be pouring ranch all over. In fact, if you're in a stall, I never want to see you, being bossy here, sit at a restaurant and they bring you that little quarter cup tub of ranch on the side and you pour the whole thing over
Sometimes
your salad.
It's a half cup, mate.
Like my husband does, he asks for a second one. Look at him smile. He's like, can you bring me another one of those ranches? Both go over. All I'm saying, if you are in a stall, don't.
But he's not in a stall. If you're in a stall, we're going to boss your brain about it.
We'd rather you do olive oil or vinegar or do a little of the ranch, do half or just dip into it. But I don't want to see that whole thing consumed because it's not healthy oils.
You're not eating salad at some point, right?
No, you're not eating the salad. And so, you know, have a huge amount of veggies. Top it with a good protein, like Serene said, like salmon or grilled chicken or something.
Yes. Do you know how I love to do my salmon? Because it's so quick. Because sometimes why I make stupid choices for lunch is time.
Yes.
It's like I'm hungry when I'm hungry and thawing out that piece of salmon and then like waiting for it to fry and it's still raw in the middle and the outside's crispy. Oh, and then I have to wait longer. So I just do a quick thaw, like stick the piece in it. In its plastic in hot water real quick, not boiling water, but warm water. And then as 5 minutes goes by, I open it up and I stick it in I poach it in a little bit of water.
Yeah, you taught me that. I love
it. Yes. And it's done so quickly.
And then you flake it.
Then you drain, you just put a fork in it and then tip the little pot upside down so all the water's going out. Then you add your little bit of coconut oil or butter or whatever fat you want to do. And then you flake it in it.
Nutritional
so it gets that little
yeast.
Bit of crispy at the end instead of overcooking the oil.
Yeah.
And it takes so long to then cook the center.
Yeah, and then you season
so
it up,
quick.
Put it on your salad. It's delicious. Hey, then you might be thinking, I just had a salad for lunch. I need more. Okay, then here's the trick.
What? If you do a really big salad, you're full.
No, I like to end with either a trimmy or my speedy chocolate milk. It's just half a scoop of whey with a cup of almond milk, or a baby shake from the Trim Healthy Table book. You will, if you're hungry after that, I guarantee you won't be.
No, if you're hungry after that, make that salad bigger and make that shake a little bit bigger. But there's no need for the big almond meal croissant or something.
No, exactly. Okay, we have an afternoon snack coming up, Sereni, for the busting stall day.
If you're in a stall day, I tell you what, I like, you know, a little bit of a glycine glory pudding. If you're not a pudding girl, maybe you just want to have a metabolism revving apple.
With
like some peanut junky nutty butter, whatever you call that thing, Pearl.
Yeah, absolutely. Or again, you could have, you know, if you're a shake person, the baby size shake.
But you just had a shake at lunch. And
You maybe did. You might not have, Sereni. Yeah.
By the way, what did you say? Glycine glory pudding?
Oh, I was just naming one of the puddings in the book. I like to have a nice little like, you know, yummy,
or a small like, kefir smoothie or yuck yum.
Is that the actual name of it? Glycine glory?
Yeah, that was in our last Trim Healthy Mama book.
That was when we were in the glory of glycine. We were glorying in the glycine. You know,
That was not Trim Healthy Table. We have a new gelatin.
Yes, what is it called?
Pudding in the Trim Healthy Table book.
Yeah,
I forget the name. Sorry. Hey, let's go back to that lunch for a second. We only gave an S option. You need E's too. Yes. So perhaps
a sweetie.
Sweet potato
with a little tuna on the inside.
But a lot of people, if you're working, you know, you're not there to make the sweet potato, but you can have the
Greek yogurt and berries. I love that for when I'm out.
Just for lunch? It doesn't seem enough for lunch.
Well, you've got the Greek yogurt, a good cup, filled with the protein, and then you pour those frozen berries into the container before you left, and a good amount. This is E, right? And then by the time you eat it at lunchtime, those frozen berries have oozed out their rich, gorgeous.
Sounds more like a snack to me.
Yeah, but it's huge, this bowl. And you could have added whey protein in it.
It's like a flavored yogurt.
You can add strawberry whey protein and just kind of like stir it around. So it's sweet and
or
yum.
Or you can pack an E sandwich, like with sprouted bread or sourdough bread, and then have a piece of fruit on the side, a little bit of cottage cheese or something.
Go for it.
So
Waldorf salad taken to work is a great one.
That's what I brought today.
Yeah.
To the party, I had it with cherries instead of an apple.
And you ate it with your chopsticks.
Of course we do. Really? Dan, we're slowing down.
Slow it down.
Slows you down.
My husband asks for chopsticks at night now.
Does he?
He hasn't read the book, but
Charlie,
I've told him
who's
about
still
it.
Standing here watching us.
He's scared. He's now nervous that we're going to say something more as soon as
Let me say now, the only reason I'm in here instead of out there on the porch swing is that I forgot to take down the hummingbird feeders.
I know, and there's bees.
And I've become an accidental beekeeper.
You have.
So I've got to clean that up at
some
point.
They are swarming, honey.
Yes, they are.
Scary, but you're still listening.
While we're in here, just so you have the picture of this whole potty experience, while we're in here talking on the potty, Charlie, we see him through the picture window sitting on the porch swing, staring at his preciouses, which are the hummingbirds, and his head moves from side to side like a clown at a fair. You know how their mouths open and they go from right to left in a very rhythmic, timed fashion? That's Charlie's head as he watches right to left both the hummingbird feeders.
We need to start doing this on video to see Serene doing that. Just, you can't get that picture.
But now
okay,
it's all bees.
Dinner.
Yeah. We're up to dinner.
I would have it. I would have a trimmy bisque. If you're stalled, you need a trimmy bisque. I'll tell you what.
She means that from the Trim Healthy Table book.
There's 21, I believe.
And she's promoting her own soups. But mine are in fierce competition with her.
Hey, I tell you what, Pearl is queen of the casseroles. If there's a good casserole in that book, it's Pearl's. I'm telling you, I'm just giving her all the glory. That white, wonderful blend of bread, I can't take a cent of the glory for it. But I tell you what, I'm going to stand here on my little block and say, my soups, man,
they are going to shred the weight off you, and they're delicious. Yesterday, I had your cheesy, no cheese, trimmy bisque, Serene. It was so amazing.
And they're so filled with superfoods.
Now,
I'm not the all-American cook like Pearl, but I tell you what, I'm going to make you lose weight with my trimmy bisque at night.
Yeah, and you think to yourself, oh, there's so many ingredients, it can take me forever. It did not. It was quick for me. Yeah. And it's because so many of them are seasoning. Serene's a seasoning queen.
And Pearl formatted the book. And
I
she
didn't
put
format,
all those little...
I just put it together.
Yeah, because
now they're all going to blame me for all the mistakes.
No, I'm just saying, she put all those trimmy ingredients all in their little gorgeous... position.
Yeah, the way I receive recipes from Serene, you'll just feel sorry for me right now.
Just thank Pearl. They're in a creative brain blurb.
Yeah,
and I press send.
Yeah, they're messy.
So after you hear Serene and Pearl share about all these wonderful ideas of cell nourishing real food and losing weight. How do you ever go to some horrific diet that involves you buying their special expensive bars and that are laden with chemicals and belly aches, but sure, you maybe at some point lose weight miserably?
What I agree, Danny. You're getting there? A pay raise next week. Is this why you're
here? Charlie's still in the room.
Yeah.
He's being on his best behavior and throwing out compliments to his wife. And
no, I'm really curious. Every time I hear you talking that way.
We never, ever bash other diets ever because we feel like everything has a premise. Everything has a gem.
But that's why I'm here, to help bash the diets.
Yeah, well, but sometimes I see like, you know, we'll see protein bars around and these diets, you're supposed to strip weight off you and you look and the first thing is like...
Full of chemicals.
Soy protein. The next thing is like some filler and I'm like...
And now sit...
How honestly can they feel in their heart that they can do this to people?
I know. It is.
That's the way we feel.
It is a crime. It is a crime.
But anyway, hey, back to that. What if you don't want a soup?
If you don't want
to
soup.
And you can do my soups too.
You're having that soup, ladies.
No, but you don't always have to have soup.
Actually, it's not even a soup, Pearl. I told in the book that you can't call it a soup. It's a trimmy bisque.
What about some of my skillet meals are so awesome. In the Trim Healthy Table book, try fish tacos in a bowl.
Yes.
Those sorts of things. There's a bunch of there's a bunch of lighter S ones.
Hey, and if you just want to do quick... Sweet potato bake night is so quick. You stick those sweeties in the oven and then you just load them with your favorite protein.
We're trying to say is not the heaviest casserole every night. There's a place for them.
Yeah.
They're a comfort food and I certainly have them in my home. But if you're doing them every night and you're in your store, you're not doing yourself any favors. You need to change up.
Right. And then for dessert.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what, a dessert could be a little tummy tucking.
Ice cream, that's from the Middle Cookbook.
And there's another one from the Middle Cookbook. And it's I think it's called Polar Bear or something. You make about 8 ice cube trays full of it. Forget the name, but that stuff is so light and rocking.
But John wants us to wrap this up. We're going to have to continue this stall busting streak for a third time.
Yep. Yes. And again, if you missed the beginning, this episode was specifically for people who feel like you're in a stall. So some of the things said may not be your everyday.
We won't hear on Facebook. Serena and Pearl said we can't eat past 7 at night. We don't want to hear that because that's not a rule.
No.
We just want to give you some pointers.
Trim Healthy Mama, product news and notes.
The very new Trim Healthy Mama Nutritional Yeast. Why are we even carrying this, Serena?
My children.
What?
My little ones and my ones when they first came from Africa, they couldn't say nutritional. They call it Nashina. Is that Nashina yeast?
Oh, that's so cute.
Why are we carrying it? Because it's in nearly every recipe.
Yeah, it's just such a great flavorful stuff. It's cheesy, but it's full of B vitamins. It's full of protein.
It's full of chromium.
Yeah.
It's full of beta glucans that help your immune system. This stuff is medicine and it's not. Please do not think when you hear the word yeast that it's going to be creating yeast in your body. It actually fights Candida albicans.
Yeah, it fights the bad yeast. It is very good for pregnant women, Serene. Yeah. Why?
Because it's got a natural form
of folate.
Yes, exactly. We don't put the synthetic B vitamins in ours. That's why ours is more of a pale, buttery yellow. It's not that bright, like I am yellow.
No, because that's synthetic. Listen, you can buy nutritional yeast from the store these days. And we thought, why should we carry it until we found this non-synthetic form? And then we're like, we have a reason now because we prefer this. So,
and you know what? Some people, they can only buy it. Like at their local grocery stores, it can be very expensive because it's not like an item that's readily bought.
Yeah.
And at the health food store, some people don't live close to a health food store. Yeah. So if you're at Trim Healthy Mama, you know, online store, it's just, or if you come to one of our retail stores, it's just easy to pick it up while you're there and it'll pick it up online. And it's just, we just thought it'd be easy to put in your cart. Trim Healthy Mama my way.
And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay.
When you need mealtime, mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.